Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Derrick Henry met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Yeah, this is someone I grew up watching, idolizing. He's from Florida, so that made it even better. Watching him in the league, dominating, running from 2,000 yards, being a superstar, is something that I envisioned myself doing as I grew up and got older. And from the time I was with the organization, just getting to know him, talking to him, having a shoulder to lean on, as far as hitting him up whenever I needed to. Just wanted to let him know I'm thinking about him, praying for him, and we're all supporting him in it.
Derrick, we've seen throughout this Chris Johnson situation a couple years back with running backs going undervalued. Have the league just kind of seen the running back fraternity, I guess, kind of rally around each other? Can you just speak to just what is it about that position group that across the league it just seems like you guys are a unit and fight for each other?
Yeah, I think it's just, trying to have a brotherhood. We all play the same position, so we all know what it takes and what we got to do to be at the top of our game. And, everybody in this game make sacrifices. But I think it's just the brotherhood, understanding each other, understanding each situation. Because one person might be in a situation who's older, can help a younger guy, and then for so on. But this is about supporting one another, man. It's a dream come true to be able to play this game, something we dreamed of as kids, and to be able to talk to guys who we looked up to and have that relationship with is always special. I think it's just, like I told them, having a growth mindset, wanting to get better every day, collectively and individually, in every position. And those guys are just focused on getting better and coming out and putting their maximum effort each and every day, and that's all you can ask for.
Hey, Derrick, we know you're running back first, but with this new offense, do you expect maybe to catch a few more passes, plays,
the run? I ain't really trying to get into the expectation thing. I'm just kind of trying to go out there and do my job, whatever they ask me to do, be willing to do, whether it's catch the ball, run the ball, block, whatever it requires, from my position for us to be successful and put us in position to be successful. And I'm just focused on playing at a high level and giving my maximum effort out here when I'm out here on the field and in the meetings, letting it translate.
Is it a case you've been through so many offenses through your career, you just haven't had one that you have to learn?
Yeah, I mean, that's with any player in any offense. With this new, you got to learn it, capitalize on the opportunities that you get, and go out there and showcase.
What have you learned about Declan Doyle since you guys have obviously been doing this install and he and the new coaches have come over?
Yeah, I think just the accountability part from every aspect, making sure that we're locked in, the details, the small things, everything is getting evaluated, which a coach should do. And, it's an expectation every time we step on the field and every time we step in this building. So, just holding us to a high standard to make sure we're meeting that every single day.
Derrick, your 11th season, you put in a ton of work, obviously. I'm just curious, what is your process maybe year to year, in terms of going forward and how long you want to keep playing and things like that? Is there a process to, does it get, really in from now? What are you trying to do to do that?
I just do the same thing. Not really thinking about too much or trying to get too ahead of myself. Just try to approach every day wanting to get better and making sure I'm my best version of myself when I come out here and do my job. Just take it one day at a time, year by year, but want to be better than the year before for sure.
Derrick, you've been so productive and solid since you came to Baltimore. I mean, does the end of your football career even cross your mind? Have you ever thought about retiring in the next few years, or does it just feel like you're still in your prime?
Yeah, I don't try to enter another season thing about retiring. I have that on my mind. That's not even my mindset. My mindset is how can I get better, be the best team I can be, so we can be the best team we can be. But I haven't thought about retirement at all.
Do you ever have days where you just say, you wake up and say, I don't feel like doing what I know I need to do to get ready? Like, do you have days like that?
No. I mean, there's some days you're gonna feel better than other days, but if that's what you want to do, it's what you're determined to do, and you focused on, and you want to be the best at, then, you know, you got to overcome it. This game always comes with adversity and moments that are better than others, but, you know, I love the game, and, you know, once I feel like, you know, that love is gone, then I'll hang it up, but I'm just focused on getting better. If I ain't got it by year 11, then I don't know when I'm going to get it. But, yeah, I mean, that's always been my focus, is want to be better, wanting to do better than the year before, and wanting to win the championship. So that's the number one goal always.
Derek, you guys added a couple of pieces to the offensive line this year. What have you kind of seen from that unit and some of the new guys that are in the league this year?
Just trying to get better, man. We're in training camp right now. Only focus is getting better each and every day. So you can be the best player you can be for yourself and be the best player you can be for this team. And the best ability is availability. So I think everybody just focus on being available, coming out here and doing their job.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, a lot was made about like how much you spend on your diet and being so
dumb. Oh, I know.
You ever lock yourself a cheat day? I assume you do, but maybe you don't. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I have cheat days. A lot of that got misconstrued. I told everybody that some days I eat at 4 or 5 o'clock, not every day. That would be crazy. But I do fast. I do intermittent fast. I give myself grace in the off season. I'm not dieting as much. So somebody see me in the restaurant with a chicken, fried chicken, then that's what it is. I'm not dieting at that time. But I appreciate people being curious, asking questions. If my routine can help someone, then that's always cool.
Is that your go-to, is the
I mean, I got a lot of go-to. That's just one I name.
It seems like you and LeBron have kind of become like national, big-time sports in terms of guys that take care of their body, invest in their body. You guys have become the face of that. Do you like that? Is that what you want?
Well, it was so funny. I seen LeBron do an interview, and he was saying that he don't know where someone got the rumor that he spends $1 million on his body. Apparently I wasn't true, so I'm like, I might need to cut back on how much I spend then if he ain't spending $1 million. But nah, you know, he's the alpha and someone that you can look up to, and so many great things you can take from him. And you know, anybody that, you know, puts out information about how they take care of their body, I'm always try to look at and try to see how I can implement to my own routine. But, yeah, just trying to do what works for us and what makes us feel the best.
Yeah, out of curiosity, on a day like today, we have more practice. I mean, do you snack beforehand? Do you go in with an empty stomach?
I haven't eaten anything. So I try to fast to about, I don't know, 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, maybe even longer. Depends on the day. This ain't every day now. Not every day. Depends. But I only eat past 12. If I do eat, I never eat in the morning, never.